Good morning. This is Nancy, broadcaster Brilliance Jutton, calling you or reaching out to you from her home office in Bellevue, Washington, on this beautiful day. Thank you so much for signing up and making it a priority to listen in on today's call, which we've titled Broadcast Your Brilliance, Monetize Your Message. During this presentation, I'm going to show you how I did that for my own business and my own expertise, and how you can do it too. I'll tell you a little bit about my journey, and I'll pack this call with plenty of confessions and lessons so you can benefit from the missteps of my experience and monetize faster. If you'd like to go a little deeper in your learning, I'll show you a way to do that, and I'll be very generous with answering all of your questions as we get to the closing of the call. So with that said, if you're meeting me for the first time, I am a publicist and a storyteller on a mission to guide aspiring experts, speakers, and content experts to spell out their greatness and broadcast their brilliance through the power of storytelling and publicity. Since 2001, I've worked with famous people and people who want to get known so they can get paid. Uncovering the story angles that will catapult clients to greater awareness has always been my greatest gift. Clients call me a word wizard who can find the perfect ways to reflect back their brilliance in memorable, remarkable, authentic ways that bring in the business. This all comes from a deep-felt belief in my heart and my head and my gut that we all deserve to be seen, heard, and compensated and celebrated for what it is that we bring to the world. Everyone has a story worth telling. It's just a matter of mining for the truth and finding those pearls. The people I help are those who struggle with saying who they are, what they do, and why it matters. And let's face it, it's hard to write about ourselves. It's hard to talk about ourselves. I think what it is that's my gift is to be a mirror to reflect back what's special about you. Many of the professionals I work with are in some stage of reinvention intervention. They may need a little help getting to clarity about their messages. They may be technically proficient in their area of genius, but they might not be super great at finding the juicy words that create attention and attract engagements now. Those who get these issues handled with my help so that they can have the confidence and the winning messages they need are able to open doors to revenue generation and opportunity in short order, and that's really rewarding. I must confess that transforming from a journalist and a publicist into an internet entrepreneur has been a very humbling journey, even though it's a rewarding one. It's not a journey for the faint of heart. The fact of the matter is, I had to make it happen. Now, today, I feel great about the business I have created. Authors, speakers, professional service providers, and coaches and consultants from all over the United States and the world engage with me to learn how to get known and get paid. Most of the time, I operate in my zone of genius to help others stand in and profit from theirs. But the fact of the matter is, before I made this transformation to a publicity tools and training company, things were getting really tough for me, and it wasn't pretty. In 2008, I was working for a handful of quality retainer clients to help them prepare and share their stories and shine in the spotlight. But when the Great Recession of 2008 came calling, hanging on for dear life, clients pulled out of their commitments so that they could save their staff positions. There I was, trying to fill those big gaps in my revenue stream, make two house payments in a very expensive part of town, and keep body and soul together at a time when traditional PR service just didn't seem to be at the top of anyone's priority list. I absolutely had to take bold action to create my own economic recovery, and I needed to do it as soon as possible. So what did I do? I reinvented my offerings so that I could be of service to many people differently instead of putting all of my revenue eggs in a few retainer contract baskets. And I know that I'm not alone in this pattern of reinvention. I've worked with scores and scores of professional service providers through my Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series this year who are doing much the same thing. doctors who have become authors and speakers, marketing strategists who have become authors and speakers, healers and educators and coaches who stepped into new roles and new ways to make money. We are all part of a tribe of people committed to getting better and growing in our influence, our impact, and our income. It's a beautiful thing. We all have a whole lot more power over our possibilities than we ever thought possible. And learning to create those new streams of revenue in these new ways of being of service is a very exciting thing. Now, maybe you're like me, and you've read about these gurus on the internet who boast making seven-figure incomes with their product launches, group programs, and service packages. Their results sound so intoxicating and so fabulous. You read about people making money while they sleep or having six-figure product launches, and you think to yourself, like maybe I've thought to myself plenty of times, I want some of what they're having. And I've wondered, are these tall tales or is it really the truth? So my goal, and another confession, is that I wanted to work in a more leveraged way so I could make a bigger difference for more people and enjoy more success with greater ease. Isn't that an intoxicating idea? After going it alone for far too long and trying to figure out all of these things by myself and not making as much progress as I wanted to, I got frustrated. And I got really serious and invested in premium coaching programs so I could learn from seven-figure earners and get to the success that I wanted faster. What started me down this path is that I created a book on a dare from a colleague. I created the first edition of Bye Bye Boring Bio in September of 2009 and took it to a workshop in Portland, Oregon. And when I got there, everyone in the room wanted to buy it. I was stunned and excited and intoxicated about the possibilities. So I thought to myself, if this product that I created on a dare is that great, how much better could it be if I took even more time to make it even more fabulous? So that's what I did. In September of 2010, I debuted the second edition of Bye Bye Boring Bio. And all of a sudden, things started to take off for me. I got really serious about getting known and getting paid for this program and others built around it. And that was just since September of 2010. Here it is, 2011, and it's been a very big year of very big leaps forward for me. Here are some results and more confessions. I am well known and well paid for my expertise. But have I had a six-figure launch yet? Nope. It's pretty hard to do that with a $47 product. Have I had a five-figure launch or two or three? Yes, I have. And are better days coming? I absolutely believe that. Absolutely. So what are some of the lessons that I've learned? Number one, this journey is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It takes time and focused effort. There is a lot to learn. Not every effort is a success. And bold-faced type screaming from the rooftops, listen to this. You have got to want this and be committed to sticking with it and making it happen. You've got to want this and be committed to sticking with it and making it happen. I say it twice because twice doesn't even seem like enough. And you've got to get known before you can get paid. So how can you begin? What are the four essential steps? Take out a piece of paper and write these down because these are the essential steps. Number one, declare your expertise. Number two, prepare your story. Number three, share your story. And number four, rinse and repeat. Again, in boldface type, rinse and repeat, because anything you do one time is never enough. Why is this important? Without these four steps, you cannot throw your golden lasso around the right clients and the right opportunities to turn them into cash. It's just that simple. If you wish to declare your expertise, consider this. When you hear someone say, I do everything for everybody, y'all come, is it any surprise that that doesn't work? This never works because people with serious problems want to engage experts with proven systems so they can get the relief for which they are paid to pay real money to get the solution. People will pay big money for experts like that. They pay a whole lot less for one-size-fits-all hire-me-now commodities. Reporters want to talk to experts, and meeting planners and program directors want to hear from them too. Well, how can you declare your expertise? You need to be clear about the who, the wow, and the now. What I mean by that is I want you to get clarity about who your ideal client is. Get clear about the wow you help your clients achieve. Write it down and focus on the outcomes. Create urgency for now action. And stand in and on the value that you bring by charging a fair price that captures the impact that you intend to make and are proven in your service for others. Once you've declared your story, it's time to, number two, prepare your story. Now, I do a lot of speaking by teleseminar, webinar, and live, and I always ask people whether they want clients, what they want the most, clients, speaking gigs, or media interviews. And guess what comes up most frequently as the number one answer? It's clients. Most of the people I speak with around the country want more clients now. So I ask you this because when you decide what you want right now, you have to decide, do you want a bio or a story that attracts clients, speaking gigs, or media interviews? The stories you tell for each of these types of bios are different. So decide what you need right now, which is perhaps clients. Reflect on the who you are, the how you deliver, and the wow that it brings. I want you to prepare, prove your value and your impact. And what I mean by that is I want you to showcase the proof. What do clients say about what you do and how you do it? Why does it matter? What impact does it make? What do audience members say? What kinds of results do you bring? When you put some proof to your claims, all of a sudden they seem more real and they invite more people to get to yes as soon as possible. You're creating know-like trust by sharing that proof. I want you to add your personality because people want to do business again with people they like, trust, and respect. Excuse me. And then I want you to prepare your stories for the opportunities that you seek. Once you have all of these stories ready, you are ready 24/7 to prosper in the spotlight and to say yes to opportunity, whether that is to be invited to be participating in the teleseminar or the webinar, to say yes to the new bid to bid your services to a client that you're seeking, or to say yes to a media opportunity where you have commentary to share that's going to make an impact. One bio does not suit all situations, so you want to be ready for everything so that you never have to have that 11th-hour scramble or that message point SOS that happens when you're dealing with other things at the precise time that NPR, National Public Radio, calls and says, can you be on the program? You don't want to drop any balls, and that's why I always emphasize being ready for anything. Now, sometimes it's hard to get out of your own way. One of my clients, Steve, said he felt like he was stuck under heavy furniture. He couldn't bridge his checkered past to the present and pull a story together that sounded great so he could feel confident about his offering. We've all felt this way from time to time. After asking a number of questions and pulling some pearls out of his background that I found a way to weave together, I managed to pull a story together for him right then and there during that phone call. The transformation that I felt by hearing his tone of voice was dramatic. It was as if a rainbow emerged from the rain. He finally realized that he really did have a cool quotient that clients would gladly pay to benefit from. What a revelation for him in perfect timing. He said, I feel like I've, you know, instead of going from my phone and I can't get up, he was standing taller just in the span of a short phone call. Once you've got your story prepared, then the third thing you need to do is share your story. You need to broadcast your brilliance so that your ideal clients can find you. By broadcasting your brilliance, I mean doing all the things you can to get your story out there. For example, your social media profiles, your About Me page on your website or blog, your book jacket, your speaker page, your e-zine, and your teleseminar packet that you share with your joint venture partners. Even the email signature that goes out with every message you send. The list goes on and on. Your story needs to be consistent, compelling, and inviting everywhere it shows up, online, in person, in print, because this creates that know-like-trust effect. And people buy from people they know, like, and trust. And they have that run-forest-run reaction in the opposite direction when they don't. Number four, rinse and repeat. Again, I restate that anything you do one time is rarely enough. Why? Because competition for attention is fierce. Not everyone reads everything you send. Not everyone watches every YouTube video you post. Not everyone hears every audio file you create. In advertising, they say that no one typically buys unless they've seen a message 7 to 9 times. So anything you do one time is rarely enough. One e-zine does not a relationship make. One blog post does not make a community. One press release does not unleash the floodgates of sales. One article doesn't a marketing plan make. Repetition is really important. So with those four steps in mind, that's exactly what I did. I declared my expertise as a do-it-yourself publicity and storytelling expert. I'm a publicist and award-winning copywriter and business owner, word wizard, and human exclamation point on a mission to share stories in my own backyard and well beyond that will get people seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated. To move along my path, I wrote articles, launched a blog, published a newsletter, wrote 2 newspaper columns, got interviewed by the media, top internet gurus around the world. Pretty soon, I was known in a pretty big way so I could expand my impact, my influence, and my income and get paid. Do you want what I'm having? It's not just me that's having that. That's what graduates from the Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series are having too. They're getting known and getting paid. And here's the big idea. You can have this too. Truth is really telling. I love talking about Elizabeth Venturini. Her husband created something called the Mona Lisa Code, and as a result of the lessons that she learned in the Broadcast Your Brilliance program, she earned 191,000 media placements with the press release that she issued over PR Web. The people from PR Web were so taken by her results, they actually called her on the phone to ask her who she and her husband were because they had never seen that kind of success ever and wanted to know more about them. Elizabeth was a complete newbie to publicity before she enrolled in this program. Now she's a rock star. Lisa Schulteis is a virtual assistant with today's Virtual Edge. And when she came to the course, she had a very lackluster About Me page. And as a virtual assistant, her bio actually mentioned that she was from Wisconsin in 3 different places. I remember saying to her, "You're a virtual assistant. It really doesn't matter that you're from Wisconsin. What matters is that you get the job done for people in a way that is unparalleled." And she made a number of changes to her About page and her bio so that now she's actually winning clients in competitive situations based on the strength of the messaging on her homepage. Again, she was a newbie to this whole discipline, and now she's a rock star making money with ongoing clients that are singing her praises. In fact, one of her clients says, "Ignore this virtual assistant's talents to your peril." With a sassy soundbite like that, it's no surprise that Lisa Schulteis is building a very successful virtual assistant business. Karen Rothstein also is in the course. She's a hypnotist who helps people stop smoking. And as a result of what she learned in the course, she actually pitched herself as an expert who could help people stop smoking for the new year. And the local Fox station in her market said yes, and they're in the process of creating a 4-week series that they'll be sharing with all of their viewers, which will bring her expertise to the awareness of a whole lot of great people in perfect timing to engage her services. These are all newbies, every one of them. They came to my course and learned how, so they'll never have to rely on someone else to broadcast their brilliance ever again because they know how to do it themselves. As for me, I got hired to teach a half-day workshop for the Canadian Association of Professional Speakers solely based on an online write-up about one of my free teleseminars. And I was recently hand-selected by the National Speakers Association to speak at their winter conference on the theme of Monetize Your Message, just based on what people were saying about my work. One good thing often leads to another, and momentum is a beautiful thing for your brand, your reputation, and your balance sheet. So telling a good story really can pay off, as these examples demonstrate. So how can you begin? Well, it all starts really by taking the temperature for your name and expertise with a good friend we know called Google. How are you known? Now, if you've heard me speak before, you know that I have a pretty sad confession. When I declared that I wanted to get known as a do-it-yourself publicity and storytelling expert in 2006, Google had something entirely different to say. Google said I was a very slow runner of 10K races, and that was the truth. And some people said, well, Nancy, you might as well just hang it all up. You know, nobody knows you for what you are, even though you've been standing behind powerful people like the Wizard of Oz waving your arms and making people look big in the media. You're totally anonymous. And if they know about you, you're a slow runner. In 2006, I had no online articles or newspaper columns, no blog, no social media presence, no award wins, nothing to celebrate. I served clients from my own backyard. I hosted events in my dining room, the local tea house, and the co-working space. The truth tellers in my life were telling me that I was thinking too small. Why are you only keeping your focus in your own backyard? Why are you doing events in your house? What are you thinking? They were telling me I was thinking too small, and I just couldn't hold it. I couldn't believe it. I wasn't listening. I couldn't see for myself what they could see for me. At that time, I was a novice speaker, and that's being kind. I suffered from hold on to the podium for dear life disease. I read from notes, avoided eye contact, and got horrible reviews from audience members. I know a lot of the teenagers, when they talk about people, they say, oh, she's the bomb or he's the bomb. And what they're saying is that it's actually a good thing. But I'm just confessing to you, when they were saying that about me, that's not what they meant. I was horrible. But I'd heard from all those internet experts that being a speaker is one of the best ways to reach more people and attract more clients. And I thought, even if I'm a lousy speaker, I'm going to take imperfect action. And so that's what I did. Now, I should have packed it in right then and there, but no, I didn't. I had to keep moving forward step by step. And so what I would say to you, become a better speaker every time you open your mouth and learn from the best. Receive feedback and training so that you can consistently stand out and shine in your own authentic voice. Don't try to be someone you're not. Be the very best you that you can be. Now, this year, I have delivered 24 presentations, either live, by teleseminar, or webinar. And I was able to monetize in the back of the room by selling products, webinars, and services, in addition to, many cases, earning professional fees for speaking in the front of the room. When the National Speakers Association called me and invited me to speak at their conference in February, I thought to myself, now that's an I've come a long way baby moment. Because considering from where I had started as a hold on to the podium for dear life speaker and becoming someone that my own peers as professional speakers would like to hear more from me, I thought that was pretty good progress. It all happened step by step. It can happen for you too. When I started my newsletter, it was an unbranded occasional effort. I only had 185 people on my list. And the confession I would offer is it's pretty darn hard to make a good living with so few people following my work. By building my influence, becoming a rock star joint venture partner, learning how to evolve my free gift to attract more of the right people, today I have over 5,000 people on my list. And when I send out a newsletter, people buy from me and refer to me. And it's a whole lot easier to monetize now that I have a bigger list. So my invitation to you is take the temperature. How many people are on your electronic newsletter list? What free gift are you offering to compel them to share their email address and benefit from the advice that you provide? And what is your intention for how much you can grow your list in the next 6 months so that you can extend your lasso of opportunity around a much wider kettle of fish who can benefit from what it is that you bring to the party? Now, if we fast forward to today, instead of hosting events in my dining room, webinars extend my message far and beyond. Earlier this year, 847 people opted in to listen to one of my teleclasses. And that required that I had to learn a few things about technology that I might have thought was pretty daunting. Technology can be daunting. When you start to become an internet entrepreneur, you have to get a merchant account. You set up an online shopping cart. You have to learn the e-zine software from the service provider that you use. And, oh, by the way, I use Constant Contact. You have to learn how to use autoresponders, affiliate programs. Maybe you need a blog and you have to learn WordPress. All these things are so new. I was a journalist whose prior focus was who, what, where, when, why, and how, and now I'm speaking the language of HTML and affiliate programs and all these kinds of things. And I would say, yes, it's daunting, but if you want to remain relevant and you want to be able to extend the reach of your message far and wide, you absolutely must get comfortable with these kinds of terms and technologies because they're not going away. If anything, they're going to escalate. You can't do it all at once, so take action step by step. Get good help, and don't wait too long, like I did, to get the help that you need, because you can get to success faster if you just admit that some of these things are not in your particular zone of genius. Now, in 2011, strategic partners became a really important part of what it is that I did to grow my business. Now I know what an affiliate program is. Hundreds of people advocate for my webinars, products, and services, and I'm happy to pay them commissions for referred sales. And I return the favor for products and services that I know to be extraordinary with my own advocacy. Mailbox money is flowing both ways, from me to my partners and from my partners to me, and it's a beautiful thing. You can make this happen in your business too. So the big lesson for you is make friends with powerful partners, make good on your promises, and never be a pill. When you're a joy to work with, these powerful people will refer you to other powerful people, and all of a sudden, you can be everywhere all at once. This applies to everything that you do, whether you're speaking to a reporter, talking to a meeting planner, talking to a client, talking to a prospect, or talking to a joint venture partner. Be a joy to work with. Meet your promises. Be a pleasure. Don't be a last-minute Susie. Always be first, and you will be a winner. Now, in 2006, I created two information products that sold for $10 for the pair. They were 147 powerful ways to profit from free publicity. And even though I've sold thousands of them since 2006, it's sure hard to make a living with a $10 product. Please take note of that, because if you're thinking about creating products, don't start small. Think bigger from the start. Now today, I have a whole line of products, services, and workshops, including my Bye Bye Boring Bio Plus system, my Bio and Branding Wow Now digital webinar series and toolkit, the group webinar series called Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series with Nancy Jutton that allows you to get personal attention from an expert to create your bio, press releases, and story pitches that put you and your business in the spotlight. I even have a high-end mentoring program called the Get Known to Get Paid Mentoring Program for people who want lots of personal attention from me on an ongoing basis for 5 months at a time. Here's the big aha and the wow, I think. Would it surprise you to know that all of these programs are new in 2011? They're all earning rave reviews, referrals, and contributing to my clients' success and mine too. Here's another confession. It all started to take shape when I got serious about both getting known and getting paid and putting my money where my mouth was. I invested in myself and my business in ways I had been afraid to before. Feeling worthy enough to step forward, oh my gosh, I could write a sonnet about the self-worth and self-doubt bonnet. But I stepped forward and invested and got the help that I needed. I also have a new brand, the Authentic Visibility brand, where I guide people to prepare their stories, broadcast their brilliance, and prosper now. This is a sassy brand that delivers an immediate wow for people who want to stand out in the spotlight. A lesson and another confession. Why is branding important? Because people don't do business with you if they can't remember you. My invitation to you is to put some pizzazz into your packaging, your presentation, and your branding, because it makes an impression, packs a punch for building confidence, and invites sales at higher price points. Here's a true story. When I first created my do-it-yourself publicity toolkit, it had tips, booklets, and audio files, and a workbook. And so I went to the local big box office retailer, and I got a clear folder that had pockets and a little tie-down to hold everything in place, and I put everything neatly in there. So it was a nice, neat, and tidy package, but it wasn't really full of pizzazz. And is it any great surprise that when I go to events where I wanted to sell it, that nobody was really interested in buying it? And so one of my coaches said, the content you have in your material is bar none fabulous. It's fabulous, Nancy, but your packaging is really deficient. People need to see that it looks cool before they're going to want to lean in and do more. So I upgraded the packaging to include the soft pink binder or a chocolate brown binder that had lots of organized pockets, and it just looked really substantial. And the very first time I went out to a meeting where I was presenting to people, I brought these along and displayed them in a beautiful way, and guess what? People bought them, and they paid a higher price than they did before. More success with greater ease thanks to better branding and better packaging. Take note and make sure that your stuff packs a punch. So all this is to say that by taking my own publicity advice and getting known and getting paid, in 2006 I was unknown, and in 2011 I'm known and have been had my content showcased in a lot of prestigious media outlets. And just by showcasing those logos next to my photograph, somehow I look cooler than I did before, even though it's the same photo I've been using for quite some time. You're probably wondering about the money matters. How's this paying off, you might be wondering. Well, when I started this call, I told you that when I started my business for the longest time, it was one stream of income, fee-for-service fees in exchange for publicity consulting. Today, in 2011, I have five streams of income, fee-for-service consulting, TEAS, that's what I refer to as my group webinar series, JVs, joint ventures, products, and speaking. Best of all, four of the five are leveraged ways of delivering my value, my message, and my service. Where I once had 100% of my business come from my Puget Sound backyard, now 85% of my clients are from beyond my own backyard. I earn a six-figure income, and in this last year, even in the aftermath of this difficult recession, my income is up 25% this year over last. Not bad. So what are the major lessons and more confessions that I really want you to hear based on the missteps of my own experience? Number one, please find the courage to go beyond your own backyard from the start. The world is a big place and you have a place in it. Think bigger from the start. Don't start with a $10 product. Start with something juicier and of higher value because you're worth it and your clients demand it. Aim high. Look for the biggest, most powerful players in your space and make friends with those people. Add value with every touch. Become their new best friend. Make a difference that adds value to what they have brewing. Don't play small. You'll never get where you want to go if you play small. Number four, stand in and on your value, even when it's uncomfortable. If you've at all struggled with fear, self-doubt, worthiness issues, find some way to overcome those things as soon as possible because you truly are gifted at what it is that you do, and that service or offering that you have has imbued value. Stand in and on it. Don't get stuck at the front door when there's so much more waiting for you beyond. Number five, want to get known and get paid bad enough to follow up and stick with it. Be the last one standing when no one else is robust enough to stick with it, and you'll inherit the world. And number six, don't go it alone. Get help sooner than I did so you can have success faster. We are all good at this particular genius that we have, and chances are we're far less capable in other areas that happen to be other folks' genius. So figure out what your areas of opportunity are and invite other people to help you so you can stay in your strength and make your biggest impact as soon as possible. I don't know what just happened with that. Let's see. Wanting it and acting on it have been powerful for me. as I mentioned earlier in the call, I was a slow runner. I ran 10K races really slowly. I had the gut check that what I wanted to be was not what how I was known. But by running my own race and sticking with it and following up and wanting it and getting it done one step at a time, I've made a lot of progress. It's not a one-shot deal kind of thing. It's an ongoing journey that has paid off for me. And the thing I want you to hear most of all is that it can happen for you too. Now, how can you have what I'm having? It all comes back to those steps we spoke about earlier in the call. Number one, declare your expertise. Number two, prepare your story. Number three, share your story. Then, create products, programs, and services that meet real needs for which your ideal clients are prepared to invest money to get the relief. Rinse and repeat. It's just that simple. You have a lot of power to make it happen now more than ever. Remember that movie, The Wizard of Oz, and the message in the ruby red slippers? Glinda the Good Witch in The Wizard of Oz spoke some powerful truth to Dorothy about those fancy shoes. She said that Dorothy had the power all along to get home or to make any of her dreams come true. Today, we all have a lot more power to share our message with more of the right people, thanks to YouTube and social media and blogs and so many other things, teleseminars and webinars, strategic partnerships. The key is learning how to use the power to your own advantage. There's something else we learned from The Wizard of Oz, is that it takes courage, heart, and brains to make anything happen. And it also takes a village. Dorothy couldn't get to Oz without the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and the Cowardly Lion. And she sure needed those sassy shoes to get there a little bit faster and with a little bit of branding pizzazz. So build a village of people that can help you get where you want to go. I would love to be your guide in helping you to prepare and share your story so you can prosper in the spotlight. It all starts with preparing and sharing your story in leveraged ways with the right people who have the potential to benefit from what you bring to the marketplace. That's how you get your business seen and heard so you can attract clients, earn credibility, and make money. Your online profiles, your press releases, your story pitches, your speaker sheets, your teleseminar package for JV partners, all of these elements need to pack a punch. That's my particular brand of genius. I'm here to show you how you can get the custom feedback you need to welcome the wow right now. I promise that if you learn these skills to serve your own success now, you'll have them for the life of your successful business, and you'll forever be in control of your visibility and your prosperity. If you're serious about rolling up your sleeves and getting to work, I'm here to get your story magic out so you can start your journey to get known and get paid. So here's my invitation. I would love to have you join me for the Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series that's starting up in the new year. If you'll visit the site on your screen, bit.ly/broadcastyourbrilliance, all lowercase, you can see what's brewing in service to help you prepare and share your story with me as your guide. There's over $100 worth of bonuses that include really useful tools that you can start enjoying right this very minute to start peeling back the onion that is your story and finding a way to make the story stand out and shine right now. You can see that each week we talk about getting your bio ready, writing a story the media can't resist, how to stand out in the spotlight, how to make your press releases pay off in a digital age. Every week we take a delicious bite out of this whole prepare and share your story apple. And we take a delicious bite at a time. So each week there's handouts, homework, and hand-holding. You can get as much personal attention as you're prepared to show up to receive, but you must be an early bird to get your story in so that you can actually get the thoughtful feedback that you're coming to get from me. If you read some of the wonderful testimonials that are posted on this page, you'll see the amazing successes that people are welcoming in their confidence, in their balance sheet, in their businesses, and in the impact they're making through their work in the world now that they know how to both prepare and share their stories. our graduates are getting psychic compensation and the confidence that comes from finally getting their messages right. They're welcoming real compensation, recognition, and buzz from new clients who say yes to what they offer a whole lot faster. The most important thing about this program is the personal attention that is clearly the differentiator for this. Each call is an hour and a half. The first half of each call is me delivering content on the subject matter we're talking about. And the second half of every call is steeping hot seats where you are put in the spotlight, where we're transforming your blah, blah, blah boring story into something memorable, remarkable, bodacious, and fantastic. You will see the transformations in real time, and you will be so excited about the progress that you're making and the transformations that will take shape. There are people in this course that come back again and again because they needed to get their bio for their website down, and they wanted to get bios for every other application. So if all you want to do in the 5 weeks you're in this program is work on five different bios and get homework and feedback to get your bios in order, please come on along and you'll get the help you need. If you're more advanced and your bios are already ready, let's work together to get your story pitches, your press releases, and your JV packet ready to go. It's totally up to you. We have to bloom where you are planted. But these are the kinds of transformations that are happening for people, and the results are uncontroverted. And I want you to have what these people are having, and I want to help you get there. So what are the bonuses? You will receive, as soon as you register, Bye Bye Boring Bio, my best-selling book. You'll receive the tips booklets that have 147 powerful ways to profit from publicity. There's five audio files. There's a collection of 32 newspaper articles that I've written that uncover the pow and the wow of do-it-yourself publicity so you can get in action right away. There's even my teleseminar speaker packet that you can use as a model to create your own. And the biggest bonus, I think, that has the greatest value, especially for people who have way too much on their plate, is you can bring your virtual assistant, team member, or marketing person along with you for this course so that you both can listen to the calls, you both can listen to and enjoy all the bonuses, and then when you get busy delivering the service, the person that you brought along with you can be your implementer to keep you in action so that you can get known and get paid. All of these bonuses have a value of over $100, and they're all part of the program. You can get steeped in content and inspiration now, and if you're raring to go, I have something special for you, actually two. You know, earlier I said that the early bird catches the worm. In media relations, story pitching, and in many things in life, this is really true. So if you would like to come on along for the next version of the Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series, let me make it especially enticing for you. The first 10 people to enroll will get $100 off when they use Webinar100 as the coupon code. When you go to the shopping cart, you simply enter that in the coupon box and hit the word apply, and $100 will be taken off the price. There's only 10 of these, so you want to act quickly. And everyone who enrolls by December 1st will get a VIP access to my Get Known and Get Paid Online Success Library. This is a special benefit that is typically reserved only for those people who enroll in my high-end Get Known to Get Paid private mentoring program, but I'm making it available to those who decide to treat themselves to the Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series between now and December 1st. What you'll find here is almost 20 interviews and videos and transcripts with industry greats, including info product guy James Roche, social media experts George Cow and Nancy Marmolejo, Master of Enrollment Coach Bill Barron, Mission Marketing Mentor John Egan, and so many more. So between now and when we meet in February, you will have more than enough excitement, energy, inspiration, and homework that you might have taken the initiative to do over the holidays. So when we meet for the first time in the new year, you're ready to go, and you're going to make amazing progress with my help. You can take one savory bite of this content at a time to fuel your knowledge, stir up your creativity, and get supercharged for action when we begin our work in the new year. So if you want these bonuses, again, the first 10 people to enroll in the program with Webinar 100 will save $100 on the registration. And everyone who enrolls by December 1st is going to get VIP access to the Get Known, Get Paid Success Library. It's worth thousands of dollars in saved time and accelerated learning for you. So here again is the link to enroll, bit.ly/broadcastyourbrilliance. Get the tools now. Enjoy the holidays knowing that you'll be starting your new year off on the right path to getting known so you can get paid with me as your guide. You're going to love the personal attention, the tools, and the results. There's handouts, homework, and hand-holding. You'll have step-by-step progress without overwhelm. Your investment is $497, unless you're among the first 10 that respond, in which case it's $397 when you apply the Webinar 100 code in the coupon box. So now let's move on to some questions that people submitted to me before today's call. Someone says, what advice would you give to someone who wants to create an information product? I would say make sure it's something your ideal client wants and is prepared to invest real money to enjoy the benefit. And I would also encourage you to start beyond a $10 product because you can make it's still a lot of work to create a product, but you might as well make as much money as possible. Someone asked me, what can you tell me about pricing? Here again, I would say, start with a high-priced item that has really juicy value that your ideal client is prepared to invest money to experience the relief. And if you need to do some homework, pay attention to your customers, your competitors rather, and be informed about what they are doing because maybe there's some inspiration there that can help you craft an offer that's differentiated, special, and priced just right. Someone's asking me, if you had to do it over again, what would you do differently? I would get help sooner. I would aim higher with a premium offering instead of toiling and troubling with a $10 item. I would listen to what people were saying to me about playing small so that I could play big as soon as possible. Another person asks, how can I get booked as a speaker more often? Well, just because you're listed on the Speakers Bureau doesn't make it happen. You have to take an active approach. Why not create your own events, create your own success without having to wait for the phone to ring? The more you speak and the more people that hear you, the greater the likelihood that one good referral will lead to another and pretty soon you'll be booked solid. I would also invite you to learn how to do teleseminars and webinars because then you can deliver great content to people all over the world without having to worry about the organizing the chairs and making sure the coffee's hot and these kinds of things. There's so much more to say about this, but I can't underestimate or underscore the importance of taking the initiative and creating your own success because waiting for the phone to ring rarely pays the bills. How do you find powerful partners? Well, my advice is pay attention. There are telesummits and webinars advertised on the internet every day where there are information gurus and experts who are people with whom you might want to be doing business or collaborating or strategic partnering with. So identify the perfect people. And what's so wonderful about this is if there's a telesummit, chances are their bio is posted in their website so you can quickly get up to speed about who they are, what they do, and why it matters, and know that it's a perfect match for you. Excuse me. Someone's asking, what do you think of all those free press release services? And my two-word answer is not much. My experience has been that they're good parking lots for information and there may be some SEO benefit, but in terms of driving a lot of traffic or creating a lot of noise, I haven't had a lot of success in this area. Excuse me. What's my favorite press release wire service? My favorite is Dan Janelle's Guaranteed Press Release Service. I think he calls it Press Release Sender. Every time I use it, I get results. And he adds value to every press release I create by making it better. And that's the kind of personal attention we are all worthy of and should seek out and accept because it makes a difference. Couple of questions about the webinar series. When does the course start? The next session starts in February, and love to have you join us, February 8th. Each class is an hour and a half. We record all the calls. Excuse me. How much personal attention can I expect? How much would you like? The early bird catches the worm. So as soon as each call is over, start with your homework and start corresponding with me, and I will start corresponding with you. And by the time this course is over, the transformation for you is going to be remarkable. Everyone in the course will know all about you, and chances are some of them will even be doing business with you. How many people are in the program? I'm targeting 50 people to be joining me in February, and I'd love for you to be among them. Is there homework? You bet, every week. But it's not the kind of thing that will overwhelm you. It's the kind of thing that you're going to be very interested in because you have a vested interest in being successful. What kinds of results can you expect? It's up to you. But read the results from the folks who have graduated, the 62 people who have graduated so far, and you'll be really intoxicated by the possibilities that are waiting for you. Are the calls recorded? Absolutely. And if cash flow is an issue, yes, there is a 3-pay option, so you can pay as you go. As for the satisfaction guarantee, I've got one of those too. If you take this course and you decide after the first two sessions that it is not for you, all you need to do is send me an email and say, Nancy, thank you very much. This is not for me. I'd like a refund. And as long as you send that refund request before the third webinar, I will gladly give you a 100% refund, and you can keep all the bonuses. So there really is no risk. I want you to be happy. And everybody that's come forward so far has been, and I don't want that to change. My commitment to your success is real, and it's heartfelt, and I can't wait to be of service. So this all started with the whole idea that you can get known and you can get paid, and the best way to make all that happen is to start today. We've all got important work to do in the world. You have important work to do in the world. So this is your invitation. Declare your expertise. Prepare and share your story. Come on along for support, messaging, magic, accountability, and results. The web place to visit is www.bit.ly/broadcastyourbrilliance. Be among the first 10 people to register with your Webinar 100 code, and you'll save $100. And everyone who comes along by December 1st will get access to the Get Known to Get Paid Success Library so that you can get steeped in publicity and storytelling information between now and when we meet again in February. You'll be raring to go, and I'll be raring to help you to get known and get paid and to have a wonderful experience. Here's my email address if you would like to get in touch with me with questions that may be coming up as you make your decision. If you'd like to connect with me on Facebook, you can connect with me there at facebook.com/Nancy Jutton. And, of course, I would love for you to get Prepare and Share Your Story gifts and inspiration when you sign up for my e-zine at authenticvisibility.com. Here you can learn even more about getting known and getting paid. Y'all came to this call because you want to monetize your expertise and broadcast your brilliance, and that is my particular gift to give to you when you step up and get ready to go and roll up your sleeves and get to work. So whether you join me for the webinar series in February, which I would be delighted to have you do, or you take action on your own, just remember, it's your story. Tell it well. Great rewards are waiting. Start today. I'm Nancy Jutton. It's been my pleasure to have you with me today, and I can't wait to have the opportunity to get to know what's really special about you, who you do it for, and why it matters, so that you can broadcast your brilliance and monetize your expertise to your business's advantage. Thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to our next meeting. Bye-bye.